with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore. We're talking now with Newburyport High School hockey coach Paul Yamin. Coach, welcome back to MSO, and I hope you got through the last 10 days or so okay, unscathed?
Yes, everything's fine. Good holidays. Looking forward to the upcoming game this Wednesday.
You have had, I think, kind of an amazing start. You guys are at 4-1-1, but boy, every game looks like it was closely contested, and maybe you could give me a little bit of a recap on your first several games, because every game was within a goal or two.
Yeah, I think our first one was a one-goal game, and Bishop Fenwick, I think maybe a two-goal game, but all of them close. Franklin, one-goal game. We lost in overtime to Masco in a tough one, but yeah, it's been tight in every one of them.
What are you happy about most so far, and where have you been tested that the guys have passed the test up to this point?
Well, you know, I think our goaltending was a question mark. It's just because of the lack of experience there. You know, I think Damian had got into maybe a game and a half last year, and that was it. So, you know, we just didn't know, and he's done great. He's really stood tall, and it looks like he's going to get better as we go.
How have your lines developed, Coach? Who's working well together so far?
Well, we've changed them up a couple times. You know, I think at the beginning of the year, that's normal. You're trying to find combinations, see who goes with who and what works best. And right now we have a freshman on our top line, but we have two seniors and a freshman on one, two seniors and a freshman on another, and then another one is moving parts there.
I get that. How about special teams? How's that working so far in terms of discipline and so on?
Well, you know, it was good up until the Masco game. I mean, I think we had one penalty in our first game, two and two in the second and third, and then, you know, we get hit with 9 or 10 in the Masco game, and, you know, you're not going to beat a team like Masco with that kind of with those kind of penalty minutes, you know, and I thought we fought. We battled back in that one, but got it into overtime, and lost in overtime.
So. Yeah, those overtime games, I don't know. Whatever. I used to like the ties, but it is what it is. Okay.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that. I was talking with somebody recently about it, and, you know, I don't mind the overtime. I just think that if the game ends in a tie, both teams should get a point.
Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
know, whoever wins the overtime should get two. And that's not how it works. I don't understand it. It's just... You know, if it ends in a tie, both teams get a point, or the winner gets two.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, certainly that's what it is in the pros. And, you know, you go through to whatever the hell it is, what, 60, 40, how many, what is it, 60 minutes? How 15, 45 minutes. 40.
15.
All right. Yeah. So, you know, and you end up with a tie, you should get a point, and then the overtime get the extra point. Tell me, though, Coach, please, about the Westford Academy game. And then the Franklin game, because your schedule has not been easy to this point.
No, that's how we plan it. You know, all of our non-league games, we're looking for very competitive teams, and Westford Academy is an outstanding team. Bobby Coppin, a senior, stepped down at the end of last year, but his son is taking over, and Bobby's still there, which is great because, you know, he's a great hockey guy and a great person. So, yeah, their program, every year they're a steady team, and very well coached. 2-2 game with him this year. I think we played 1-1 last year, so pretty evenly matched.
When you talk about Bobby Carpenter, do you tell your kids, you know, who the Carpenter lineage in terms of hockey in this area?
Well, I think the name is out there. You know, I think it's, you know, big name. I think our kids are well aware of it, so we enjoy playing that team. They're always well prepared, and they play in a real good league in the MVC, so, you know, we know what we're getting when we play them, and they've been on our schedule probably for the last 6 or 7 years, home and home with them every year, so it's been a good little rivalry, a non-league rivalry for us.
I think it's tremendous, and I forget who I was talking. I think I was talking with John Gardner the other day about Linfield, and he calls it a horror show going up to the Graph and how difficult it is to play up there. You have to return the favor going to Gloucester, and you know, a lot of people talk about that rink being tough to play in, but the relationship between Gloucester and Newburyport over the years has been, I think, very respectful of each other, and you guys have had some great games.
Yes, we have. Brings back a lot of good memories. Going to Gloucester and you know, we've played them in the tournament in some real good battles, and so we look forward to rekindling that rivalry. You know, we played them all through the Don Lowe years. We played them every year, and I think they had won 2 state championships back to back in the not long ago. And you know, so we made a goal of ours to get them on the schedule, and we did, and we had a good little rivalry with them, and we're looking to rekindle that.
Oh, I think it's great. And I remember when I was a kid before we left Massachusetts, Newburyport and Gloucester always played each other in football and hockey, and it's I think they're like sister cities. But Coach, before we go, and you tell me a little bit about the upcoming game, which is huge for both teams, tell me once again a little bit about who your offense has, we've gotten your offense from with some of the kids, and maybe who your defenses stand out. I mean, you mentioned your captains before, but always good to talk about them or anybody else you want to mention.
Yeah, well, I think you know, we got a good combination of some youth and some experience, and we have 3 freshmen playing a lot of minutes for us. Henry Waddell got a couple goals in that Franklin game the other night, 2 big goals as a freshman, and Graham Lunskin logging a lot of minutes on the blue line for us, and then we have Luke McIsaac, who scored a big goal in the Westman Academy game, so they're all chipping in. And they're surrounded by some seniors that I think are helping them along the way, and know that I know that they're helping them along the way. So It's been a good mix, and you know, hopefully we can continue to improve as we go.
One thing I've always noticed about your teams, whenever we cover you guys, is you have some big guys. What's the size of your team this year? Is it size and speed, or just a combination?
No, I think we have a little of both. We have some big forwards up front, and Caden Eisenman is a good-sized senior on the blue line for us. And, you know, we hop on the off-season conditioning, and that's a big part of our program. And, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why we have 3 freshmen playing for us, honestly, Rick. They're all physically ready, you know, and they have a skill set, don't get me wrong. But you know, the biggest piece, as far as I'm concerned, being able to come in and play as a freshman is being able to handle the physical aspect of it. And you know, they prepared very well. All 3 of them have been with me since 8th grade, working out, and you know, physically, they're there. So
it's been
fun to watch.
One more question after this one, but what's the feeder system for you, Paul? In other words, the legacy of Newburyport. You've been there for a while. You've got an established program. So how do you get kids? What does it take for these kids to get to that level? How do they do that? Is there some kind of league or you have clinics or whatever? How do they do that?
Well, you know, it's funny. The youth hockey is not what it used to be. Kids are spread out all over the place now. So we try and get to know the kids as 7th graders. We get involved with them after our season. We do a little 3 or 4 practices with them, 7th and 8th graders, hockey players in the middle school and in the IC and in Newburyport. And then we'll play Triton 7th and 8th graders in a game. So we get to know them then, and you know, I talk to them about what we do in the off season as far as conditioning, and you know, when they're in 8th grade summer, they start with us. So they'll come up in the summer and they'll start training with us. So it gives them a, you know, almost a full year before we start our season that they're in training with us. So I think it makes a big difference. And I think if you ask them, they'll tell you the same.
How do the older kids treat those young kids? Because, you know, the older kids have worked their butts off. Some of them, you know, had to work their way up through JV. And then you got these kids coming in who are really talented. And as you say, they've got the physical skills. As a coach, do you sort of have to nurture that and keep your eye out for the older kids, watching out for the younger kids?
Well, I think, you know, that it's an unwritten rule with us. You know, last year we didn't have a freshman on the team. So it varies every year. This year, total different story. We have five or six that we kept with us. We have 3 that are playing a lot of minutes. We have another one that is on the verge of playing. And our seniors understand, you know, they're a part of our team. They make us better. So that's how they look at it. They're treated like anybody else. But you know, I think the understanding is they're new to the program, so you know, they'll, so to speak, hold their hand a little bit, you know?
Yeah, well, and that develops a culture that is continuous in Newburyport, and, you know, it's just great to see. All right, finally, Coach, the scouting report on Gloucester.
the scouting report on Gloucester is we're going to Gloucester. That's all we need to know. It's going to be it should be a ruckus crowd. You know, they're 5-1. They've beaten some good teams. They were good last year. They were good the year before. So we're going there with full expectations of playing a very good team.
I appreciate it, Paul. It's been great so far. You guys are off to a terrific start. Good luck tomorrow night at the Tank.
Yeah, we look forward to it very much. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Paul. Take care. Bye-bye. Right. That's right. Paul Yameen, who is the Newburyport High School hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.